Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I held a cup standing with his hand on his cord.
Little Stevie Ray Vaughan here.
Said there's a red board now. Lord, nobody.
Little Texas Blues there, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with us. We're mellowing out here with our good friend Pete Sepp. Not too mellow, though. We got some serious business going on here. Pete's VP of Communications at NTU, National Taxpayers Union. He's a longtime, actually an original member, founding member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1998. And Pete, recently, thanks again for hanging out with us recently. You guys, in fact, I think today, you guys released your coverage of Congress, right?
Absolutely. And to my knowledge, you are the first to hear it along with your listeners.
As it
on
should be.
A radio program.
As
absolutely.
It should be.
Absolutely.
So what's the word?
Well, good news and bad news. Good news, the average pro-taxpayer score on our annual rating of Congress, that's based on every roll call vote affecting fiscal policy, 337 House votes, 234 Senate votes, the average in the House finally reached 50%.
Wow.
So that's
wow.
The good news. Now, the not-so-good news.
Tell us what that 50%, now tell us what they, you just explained it to us, but put it in a little more layman's terms.
What that means is that on the 337 votes cast in the House, each one of which was weighted according to its impact on federal spending, taxes, debt,
right,
and regulation.
More pressure on the taxpayer and the business and businesses.
That's right.
Right.
The average member of Congress scored a 50% in making an effort to limit government.
Ah.
50%.
That was taking them all and mushing them all together, right?
So, that's right.
But so can you break that out? And that's just in the House now.
Yeah.
Can you break that out by? Is there another way of segmenting that? Other than individually, we don't have time to do individual.
Yes, the high score was over 96% in the United States Senate, and the high score in the House of Representatives was 93%. The low score in both chambers was 6%.
Who were those? Can you tell us who those two were?
The high scorers, yes, that was Tom Coburn of Oklahoma,
right,
in the United States Senate, and Jimmy Duncan of Tennessee in the House of Representatives.
Right. Both Republicans.
That's his first time. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And the low score?
The low score? Well, we have Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio, Democrat, at 6%. Andre Carson of Indiana, a Democrat, at 6% in the House.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Now,
in the face of all this deficits and debt and everything, those folks and the ones above them, to a greater degree, those folks couldn't see the need to watch our pennies, to be austere, to vote against,
no,
or to be in favor of some kind of reining in of the government. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And even more amazing, we issue grades in connection with the scores. And to get an A grade on this rating for the full year 2011, the one that just concluded, you had to get at least a 90 in the Senate, and we were on a curve in the House. You only had to get an 85%. Now, guess how many A's were in Congress? Only 53 out of 535
only
in the Senate 10, and the House.
Only 10% got an A?
That's right. Only one tenth.
That's both part. That's both parties, folks. When you hear me talk about the political class, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. This is not necessarily a glowing picture of Republican leadership.
Mm-mm.
I'll tell you something else. The averages for Republicans alone, not the whole House and Senate, just Republicans, dropped 10 points between 2010 and 2011.
Why do you think that is?
They weren't hungry. They got in leadership in the House.
Yep.
They increased their numbers in the Senate, didn't take it over, but their caucus got larger. I think they started resting on their laurels.
And folks, that is one of the markers of the political class.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's disappointing.
You know, Pete, when I started, my very first moment, I'm talking the first second as a college student, was in a Western Civilization history class, Dr. Charles Geiser. And one of the first things he ever said to us, and I think he said it that first morning, was that there's not a nickel's worth of difference between Democrats and Republicans. And I remember thinking, what a weird thing to say. But you know what? He was right. In a lot of ways, he was right.
Well, and these results, of course, yes, Republicans did score a lot higher than Democrats, but still, when you think 50% average in the House is something that we're reporting as good news because the average was more like 40 for a number of years,
mm-hmm.
Boy, do we have a long way to go.
Yeah. If we don't get a balanced budget amendment and get rid of earmarks, we've got to have structural, Pete, we have to have structural brakes, speed brakes,
yes.
Structural things around these guys to get them to behave themselves and do the right thing, don't we? They will not be able to do it on their own, will they?
That's right. That's why we have a constitution in the first place,
yeah.
So that no matter who gets elected and is in
right.
office, there's a set of ground rules within which they operate. We need to do that for fiscal policy.
We've
we
got to do that, folks. As the election year rolls out, if you hear a candidate talking about balancing budgets and being fiscally responsible and balanced budget amendments and things like that, listen to that candidate. That might be the one we need, that person. Tintail, right back with Pete Sepp. NTU.org is their website. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.